It's been an incredible year for news, and it's worth considering not just all the big news headlines, but the continuing storyline of our relationship with Pakistan. 2011 got off to a rocky start, of course, when police in Lahore arrested a CIA contractor for killing two Pakistani citizens. And then May 1st, that's the night that U.S. Special Forces found and killed Osama bin Laden in Pakistan. That brought the relations between the U.S. and Pakistan to a new low because they, of course, did all that entire operation without Pakistan's knowledge. And then last month, NATO airstrikes on the country's border with Afghanistan killed 24 Pakistani soldiers. Pakistan responded by closing its borders to U.S. forces and expelling U.S. personnel from a base that had been used for drone attacks. This morning, Pakistan says the Pentagon's investigation into the incident is short on facts. Despite the U.S. conceding, it bore significant responsibility for the death of those Pakistani soldiers. So joining us now, Marvin Weinbaum, he is a scholar in residence at the Middle East Institute and a former State Department analyst on Pakistan and Afghanistan. Good morning, Marvin.
Good morning.
Let's kind of look at this. If we look at this as sort of an arc in this relationship, is it completely downward?
Well, that's of course, a good question, because every time we think we've hit the floor, we find there's a floor underneath that. So this has been just a series of downward moves, and we don't know whether we've really hit rock bottom or not. And, of course, every time we take a step down, it becomes that much harder to bring it back up to where we can have anything which resembles a normal relationship.
Well, let me ask you, Marvin, it has long been just sort of accepted that the strategic relationship between Pakistan and the U.S. is so vital that no matter how bad a current relationship gets, that essential bond will remain. Is that still a foregone conclusion, or should we begin to question that premise?
Well, for a long time, we thought that we had some trust problems and that we could work them out, and that, yes, a strategic partnership here was the interest of both countries. But a strategic partnership assumes a range of common interests. And I think what we've seen here now is there are a number of areas now where we have diametrically opposed objectives. So I don't think we have a strategic partnership any longer. What we have here is a groping for perhaps some common denominators, which both countries can agree on are in their vital interest. And they are there, and we've got to find them, because neither country, I think, can afford to have a divorce.
But does either country, I mean, the United States doesn't want a divorce. Does Pakistan at this point? I mean, there's clearly political pressure on the government there to step away from the United States. But at the same time, they depend on that large chunk of aid they get from America.
Well, they're not that dependent on that aid. You know, we tend to see this as a very generous gesture on our part now, both in the military and the civilian realms. But they will badmouth that at times, and they will say, for example, no, give us trade. We want you to open up your market to our textiles, and so you can give us less aid. I don't think that they value it that highly.
We're speaking with Marvin Weinbaum, scholar in residence at the Middle East Institute and a former State Department analyst on Pakistan and Afghanistan, kind of looking back on the year in this relationship between Pakistan and the United States. Is the strategic partnership as vital to the U.S. as the war in Afghanistan winds down? Is it possible that the U.S. could bear a more distant relationship with Pakistan?
Well, we could in time here, as we begin our drawdown in Afghanistan, obviously the dependence on Pakistan's supply route. We get our supplies from the port of Karachi, some come by air, through the port of Karachi, and the most important of these is the oil that comes in. That's more difficult to bring from any other source. And that is vital. It's beginning to pinch us now. That will continue regardless. There's something else here, though. We've got to stay engaged with Pakistan because, as I think most people recognize, it's a nuclear-armed country. And what we're most concerned about is this destabilization of that country, where sometime in the future, not anything immediately, certainly, there is enough of a disruption in the country's politics and so on, that the military, which controls the nuclear weapons, begins conceivably to break apart. That's what we fear. But going back to your point there about whether they really want a partnership, that's a good point, because it seems that lately they've been acting in ways which are not in their best interests, and they are doing so because there is in the country generally, and it affects the policymakers, a sense that the United States is out to destroy us. The United States is out to weaken us. It wants to take our nuclear weapons. All of these incidences, they see them, regardless of what the investigations may show, all of these incidents add up to the fact that they are trying to weaken us and that way control us and get us to do what they want. So, for example, there was a conference in Bonn on the future of Afghanistan, which they decided not to attend, even though one of their most important objectives is always to be at the table when the future of Afghanistan is being discussed.
But perhaps, with the political situation as it is in Pakistan, where a close relationship with the United States makes many people in Pakistan upset with the government, perhaps this is a good time for a cooling off period for the Pakistani government to achieve stability by achieving some distance.
Well, there's something to be said there, but I'm afraid here that what is now emerging, we're seeing it just today, is a rift between the civilian and the military, which doesn't augur well for the future.
All right. So is there anything at this point the U.S. can do to fix it? Or is it all on the Pakistan side?
Certainly we cannot help what's now emerging in Pakistan with regard to a serious falling out between the military and the civilian government.
There's nothing we can do. Okay, Marvin Weinbaum, scholar in residence at the Middle East Institute, a former State Department analyst on Pakistan and Afghanistan. Marvin, thanks so much.
You're welcome.